Number 5, Romeo, Romeo, I heard your first two calls and I'm ready for questions. This is November Alpha 100. November 5, Romeo, Romeo, November Alpha 100, here's you 2x2. November 5, Romeo, Romeo, I hear you loud and clear, over from the International Space Station. Already our exploration of the universe is made up of both robotic vehicles and people. And you notice that we send probes out, to the different planets to understand what those planets are like. Those probes, those are robots. And so in our satellites, those are robots too. They're mechanized vehicles. And so I do think that in order to explore our universe, we need both people and robots. Over. I don't feel intimidated. We all bring our different skills to the group, and I think sometimes the ones that women bring are not as recognized by the guys. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to bring your skills, whether they're recognized or not. I'll say I feel different. I'm not intimidated, but I just try to make sure that I bring what I need to the team. Over. If we have solar arrays, and then need batteries. That are out on the trust of the space station. So solar arrays are optimizing gathering energy from the sun. Those batteries store the energy for when we're on the other side of the Earth and not in the sun. And so we that's the way we make our energy. Anthony, what a great question. You know, Robonaut and other robots, you know, they are great for many, many things. But I will tell you that I think the answer right now is still a combination of people and robots. You know, we see this transition even up here on the space station. It used to be that people operated the robotic arm all the time, and it couldn't be operated from the ground. But now the ground operates our robotic arm all the time. The actions more real time, but we're always trying to teach machines to be better, and it's all moving forward at the same time. Over. So, Catherine, my name is Catherine too, but everybody except my mom calls me Katie, and my mom calls me Catherine when I'm with you. But I think it's a beautiful name though. So, everyday life is kind of like on the earth. You know, there's good days and there's bad days. There's days when you're frustrated. There's days when you're really proud of yourself. It's pretty fun, I think, to wake up in my cabin in the morning. A lot of times I can't quite figure out exactly where the door is. I have to find a little light that's lit up on the computer to know where I am in my little cabin, and it's only as big as a phone booth. And then I float about 30 feet down the module to the radio, and we say good morning to all the different control centers, so I like my commute. Over.